expect to do well in it. Now, Mark, I want you to just stand sideways with me here. And I want you to take a look at the board, like just kind of face me. Just turn around and face me. Go ahead like I'm standing. Okay, do that. Now, Mark. Mark, have you been talking to Bob before you come up here? I'm going to get Brian down here to do a little... Okay, Mark. Mark, you see, here's a person that's not getting any marks in school. They have a desire. And they start out, Mark, with all the marks that they want in school. They want to be good kids. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. They want to do well in school. But, you know, there's demands and there are risks. You know what the demands and risks are, Mark? The demands and the risks are coming from their peers. Do you know, Mark, there are people in school that are going to stop you from doing well if you let them.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Mark?
Yes.
Mark, are you going to let them?
No.
Mark, you see, you have a desire, right? Now, Mark, you can see yourself not accomplishing that desire because there's a lot of demands and a lot of things that tell you you can't do it. There's a lot of people that are going to say you can't be a member of our club if you want to get good marks. And then what you do is you take the escape hatch. Mark, I want you to remember one thing for me, will you? That no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Will you remember that?
Yes.
No one. Now, Mark, I want you to back up just a little bit. Take a couple steps back, okay? Okay, and stand like I stand, okay? Now, Mark, you do have a desire. Mark has an average of B's in school now. Is that correct, Mark?
Yep.
Mark, what mark do you want, Mark?
A.
Mark wants A's in school. Mark, can you see yourself with a report card with A's on it?
Yes.
Now, Mark, when you go home, I want you to sit down with your mom. Your mom is here, isn't that right?
Yes.
And I want you and your mom to get a blank report card at school. When is the next report card, Mark? When do you get the next one?
I don't know.
Do you get it in the next couple of months, December, something like that?
Yeah.
I want you to get a blank report card when you go home. And you take it home, you and mom, and you sit down, and what you do is you fill in the marks that you want this year. And then you put it up beside your bed. And you actually see those marks, not only in your mind, but before you go to bed every night, you see the marks that you want already on the report card long before you get the report card. Can you do that, Mark?
Yes.
You can do that?
Yep.
Mark, is there anything you want to say to everybody here?
Hello.
Hello. Mark, I want to thank you for being such a pro, okay? Mark, how about a little hug before you go?
Okay.
Thanks, Mark. Now, you see, why can we not sit down with, say, kids in school and fill out the report card before the term begins? We do it in business. We do it in everything else. Why not set up an environment or an atmosphere of expectation? All right. Now, I'm going to ask you that before you leave here today, like at lunch, you take this book with you. You take some time today, and you sit down with page 33, and you list in your personal life, in your family life, and in your business life, all the things that you really want. And then beside it, put down whether or not you have been expecting them. Now, why haven't we been expecting them? Because we allow the demand and we allow the risk to control whether or not we're going to do it. Don't allow others. Don't allow circumstance. Don't allow it to control the way you feel about you. You determine your mental ruling state. Now, would you switch back, please, to page 31? I want to finish this so we can stay on time here. Now, there is one line just below the first paragraph on page 31. What are you doing to increase your income? I could have said, what are you doing to increase your relationships? What are you doing to increase, we'll say, your well-being? What are you doing to increase your productivity? What are you doing to increase these things, to improve them? Well, if your answer to this question is nothing, or if you are just beginning to think seriously about what you could do, you have probably not yet grasped the ideas presented in the previous chapters. You should be aware that the chapters in this book resemble the individual pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, and each chapter is related one to the other in such a way